So in the interest of keeping this succinct, I'm going to ask you to get into a really comfortable meditative position. I'm not going to do my usual little bit I do at the beginning here just because it's a time thing. So let's take a breath, big breath. Just let your body relax. Let your shoulders soften. You might want to close your eyes for a moment. And just feel yourself, you as one person, in the beautiful soup of humanity in this room, among family members. And just let the softness of your breath continue to relax your body. Continue to bring you more and more present into the information of the now. Letting your breathing deepen, your mind begin to clear and become more receptive. And take another breath with me. Yeah, that's good. And feel the energy around you, the energy in the room, the energy on the other side of the wall, and how we are here together in the love and support of each other, in the love and the support of the entourage. Just let that hug you with gentle, supportive arms. Let it touch you in the heart. And feel that immersion from the beginning of this day to the now. Just allow that immersion in the love wash to be a part of you in this moment. Your own heart and your own breath and the love of the beautiful energy of Kryon around us, here to serve us, here to know us, and to give us the gift of knowing ourselves in a beautiful, deep, and loving way.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We celebrate the young people in the other room and their joy. And it's not a distraction. I want you to hook your countenance to my voice. And the focus will be there. There is a soup of consciousness in this room that is precious. Precious. There are those who would say that the confluence of thought here actually brings about reality. In other words, what you think, you create. And these would be the ones who are ahead of their time with ancient information. Ahead of their time with ancient information. When we gather together in a few hours, I want my message to be about consciousness. I want it to be this time about where this is going. a little different than I've talked about before, a little more personal than I've talked about before. These short messages that we present in a day like this to those seated here and those listening later are meant to introduce the concept of a man in a chair having information and presenting it from the other side of the veil. And there are always those who would sit for the first time who have never experienced it in person or perhaps ever at all. Tonight, in a few hours, we would like to talk about that very fact. How is it affecting you now? And you'll say, well, it's not affecting me. You see, I know who's here. Everyone who is here, dear ones, has a soul which is forever. There are no ones who are singled out that say your soul is higher or lower than another. All of you are from my side of the veil. I am your sister. I am your brother. You are my family. And the veil holds this from you. And some of you will recognize it. Some of you will buy into it, as my partner says. Some of you will let yourself go and feel it. Some of you will intuit it. And some will sit where their arms cross at their chest and say, no way. No way. And I will tell you something. And at the end of the day, and I'm talking about the day of your life, and when your last breath is taken, and when you come through that place, which you have been through so many times before, and start to hear the music and see the light, and things start to resolve themselves, and within 3 earth days you're back with me, we're going to have a party, and there will be no hands across the chest. Full realization. There is no judgment of your unbelief or your belief. There is only beautiful information and love pushed through this source in this chair to you, saying, I am here, and you have an invitation to remember it. And as consciousness changes on this planet, there's going to be a lot more remembering. The invitation is for you to remember it, to authorize it, to see it, to discern it's correct and real, and participate. Or not. Or not. I would like to tell those who are not believing this is real right now that the love is just as strong for God, for you, in whatever way you conceive God, if you do. It doesn't have to be in a meeting like this. It doesn't have to be. You can go anywhere. You can be in a closet by yourself or with a throng of 1,000 people singing songs that perhaps are from another belief system, and God will be there. And the love of God is so precious for you. We do not judge what you decide is right or wrong. Did you hear that? It is so important for everyone in the room to understand that you're part of a collective in this universe, in this galaxy, which is right from the creative source. And every single human being on the planet is born with that intuitive knowledge that there's something more than themselves. More than 80% of the planet involved in belief systems that have an afterlife. Acknowledgement throughout humanity. 7 billion people know that when they take their last breath, there's more. That should tell you something. Could this be real? Does the more have to be so mysterious that you won't know till you get there? Or is it possible that the something more is something now? And that there is a plan greater than anything you have ever been told about why you're on the planet as an old soul. There's an irony in the room, and those who would not believe that this is real are quite often the oldest of souls. They've been there and they've done that, and there is a form, a consciousness I'll call spiritual senility. That's decided it's not for them. Been there, done that. And it gets in the way. See, I know who's here. Everyone in this room is precious. The consciousness in the room is precious. If you're one who does not believe this is real, could I ask a favor? Would you at least drop the barrier today and celebrate love? Could you celebrate something you don't believe in, but celebrate what you do believe in? What brought you to the chair? Is there a possibility there's something more? Could you celebrate there's something more without knowing what that something is? If it doesn't fit into your paradigm, we'll talk about that tonight. If it doesn't fit into your paradigm of belief, does that mean it isn't right? Could you make that adjustment and relax enough to be part of the family? It'll help the room. It'll help the one next to you. I think that's why you came. There is so much to impart to you, dear ones, and it will be done gradually. We are starting to open up information. Things that perhaps are different than you've been taught. Things perhaps that are going to make more common sense than before. It's important not that you believe a certain way, but that you understand that there's a plan and you're part of a family. The family is the ones on the planet who have come here by choice, all of you, to make a difference if you want to when you get here. The beauty of all of this is it depends upon the free choice of the human being. And it requires the intellect of the mind as well as the synapse of the brain and the intuitness of the innate. All of those which are inside of the human being's DNA to come forward. But the thing that is starting to happen now, and with this I will close, is that this energy that is starting to open up the way it is now is starting to pull upon your Akashic record. And it's pulling in ways that you don't expect. And it's causing anxiety where there should be no anxiety. And some of you are in the room and know exactly what I'm talking about. Why am I so anxious? What is going to happen? Why now? And I'll tell you, it's time to stand or sit or kneel or worship any way you want to and celebrate the family. Because that's what you're feeling. There's more here than you think. And it all centers around you. Not the man on the stage, not world events, not the war that is happening in Israel. Because consciousness is bigger than all of that. If you're part of the family and that is your intent, you are immediately hooked in a confluence of energy to all of the other family members as one mind. One spiritual mind that can change everything. Your tolerance level for the things that are happening on the planet is one. And what you pass to the young people, what they will accept, and it's already beginning. And my partner will speak of that soon. These are changing times. We close with the statement we have made before. There's no turning back. Those of you waiting for normal to return, you'll have a long wait. For normal is shifting. And normal will no longer be static. You normally say, this is the way things are. And that box closes up and you live your lifetime the way things are. And we have told you that the box is going to disintegrate. And instead of having the way things are, it'll be the way things are today. Because tomorrow will be another way things are. And that will be the way of a dynamic earth, a changing consciousness where the boxes start to break down. And you are willing to have change every day to such an extent that you will wake up in the morning and say, if it doesn't change today, I will be disappointed. You will see it as gold. You will see the change being something that you look forward to, and that becomes the normal. Now, that is a new kind of consciousness. That is a shift of the way human beings think. That's what's coming. You see, even next door, they agree. And so it is.